Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app as well. Still looking forward to the 2018 Penn State football season. It begins this Saturday against Appalachian State. Really been looking forward to football coming back for all kinds of reasons, but especially so we can actually talk about football and stop breaking things down. But we do have one more breakdown for you. Season makers, guys who, if they exceed expectations, can really change Penn State's season. I think that every team needs these guys every year, Greg. And I think at quarterback and running back, there's a big obvious one, and we'll touch on those in a moment. This whole segment series has been on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and on the Keystone Sports app. If you want to listen to the other positions as well, quarterbacks and running backs coming up. Wanted to let you know our buddy Mark over at GoPSURV.com. He's going all out for the first game of the year against Appalachian State. He will be renting RVs at half price for the first game of the year. That's right, half price. A special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. So if you've been thinking about getting an RV for a game up there, this is the opportunity you've been waiting for. The GoPSURV.com lot is just minutes from the stadium with free shuttle and many other amenities as well. Check them out at GoPSURV.com. And Greg, season makers. So obviously, Trace McSorley, he doesn't have to prove anything to anybody.
No.
But in the context of this conversation, as far as delivering more than what people are expecting, he's a guy that you can circle here because the dynamic of the offense changes, right?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, you know, we had Joe Moorhead on over the summer and talking about how defenses keyed on him and how it put a lot on McSorley to make plays because, you know, defenses had to choose one way or the other. They had to pick their poison. Now you remove Barkley from that field, and it's really remains to be seen how defenses are going to approach Penn State's offense. But one thing is for sure, that Trace McSorley is going to be the clear-cut engine behind all this.
Yeah, I mean, it basically more or less says that, you know, an opposing team season could be ruined by Trace McSorley. That's pretty much what seasons he's wrecking or making at this point. I mean, for Penn State, the one amazing thing to me about Trace McSorley over the years is that how many times do you think it's been said during his high school career and then also during his college career that, oh, this guy, look how small he is. One more hit and he's going to get hurt and he's not going to be able to play anymore, you know. And he's listed at 6'2", 203. He's probably more like 5'11", 195. I mean, he's, you know, he has taken some shots in his day, though, that have impressively not knocked him out. And at the end of the day, Penn State now has one of the most experienced quarterbacks in the nation, the leading one of the most prolific offenses in the country, and a guy that thinks he can, you know, obviously has a shot to win the Heisman Trophy, according to pundits outside of the program. They certainly, I'm sure, feel confident inside of the program that he'll have the kind of season needed to get that, you know, mention or at least the potential to go to New York in December. So, yeah, we'll see how it all plays out, but you really can't go into a season with a better quarterback option than what Penn State has now.
And this is interesting, too, because, you know, another part of this quarterback conversation is the loss of Deshaun Hamilton and Mike Gesicki as well. To a much lesser extent, Saeed Blacknall. The complexion of the playmakers is going to change. And the way that Penn State, I think, has always wanted to approach this is to have weapons all over that you can trust. And I think that in a perfect world, maybe they would have a true number one. I think they've probably got that with Juwan Johnson. But they want to have guys all over the place and put it in the quarterback's hands to make the right read, to assess where the most favorable matchup is, and to find it. And that's one thing that Trace McSorley brings to the table probably better than any other quarterback in the country. And it's going to mean a lot to this offense for him to make the right reads and make the right decisions. And he's proven over time this won't change, you know, as a redshirt senior, that he can deliver it with accuracy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that again, there are a lot of, you know, Joe Moorhead took a lot of issue with people saying last year that, oh, you know, he's the product of a system offense and just throws up jump balls and his receivers go and get it, yeah, and so on and so forth. We've heard the refrains a million times over. But at the end of the day, I mean, this guy, he's, you know, as Gus Johnson famously said, a wizard in the pocket. I mean, he gets away from pressure that it doesn't look like he should get away from. He's been able to make plays when it doesn't look like there's a play there to be made. And he's put a lot of points on the board for Penn State. There's a reason he holds so many records at the school. I mean, he'll pass Christian Hackenberg, I think, by the end of September for the all-time career passing yards mark. He already has his name at the top of just about every offense record you could think a quarterback could have, whether it's one, two, or three. So he is a guy that, again, you know, we can sit here and talk about him as long as we want until we're blue in the face, but it's not going to change the fact that he's accomplished, he's veteran, he's seasoned, and he's the guy you want leading a new group of offensive weapon maker, skill players and weapons on offense.
Have you thought this isn't really where my mind goes, because I don't really view what we're seeing right now in a historical context until it's the right time to do that. But Trace McSorley, among the best quarterbacks that Penn State has had, how do you go about factoring that in? Because numbers, you know, by the time he finishes this season, the numbers are going to be on his side. And you look at what Penn State has accomplished the past 2 years with him as a starter, and then what they can accomplish this year, I don't know. I mean, he's going to be right up there near the top of the list.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I don't know if he's ever going to really have that true mystique, you know, that legendary mystique to him. But if he doesn't, I think that's just a shame.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, will he be looked on differently a little bit down the road? I think that probably depends on whether or not how this season – is it fair? I don't know. It doesn't sound like it should be fair to say that McSorley's career will be defined how this season goes, because I think that's only something that will be the case in the interim and not the long run. Like, I think 10 years from now will be looked at much differently than it will be immediately. But to me, I just wonder if the way this season goes isn't going to define his career and how he's viewed. You know, he's going to lead the program with just about, again, every accomplishment you could think of, and perhaps more depending on how this season plays out. So he is an all-time great at Penn State. He's in the discussion as the best quarterback the school's ever had. And you're right, though. I don't know if everyone views it that way.
And, you know, I think he came to Penn State whenever it was a hard thing to do. I think that he might not have had a lot of other choices as a quarterback, but the fact remains that Penn State was in a real uncertain place when he came along and committed to James Franklin back in 2014.
Yeah.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, looking ahead to Penn State's 2018 season. Quarterbacks and running back, guys who can make a difference by unexpectedly good performances this year. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. By the way, Labatt Blue giving away a pair of tickets for the Kent State game. For your chance to win, visit one of these three great outlets: Oakhurst Beverage in Harrisburg, Pletcher's Beer Distributor in State College, or Home Service Beverage in Williamsport. We will pull the winner on air, so listen if your name is called. No purchase necessary. It's brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light with Labatt Blue. And, of course, the other side of the quarterback conversation, Greg, is Tommy Stevens and what he's going to be asked to do, what he's not going to be asked to do. He's been seen in a walking boot more than he's been seen active at practice. So I don't know what's in store for us on that side of things. But I think, health issues aside, if he's pretty much 100% early in the season, I think we both anticipate a pretty sizable role doing all kinds of different stuff while still serving as Trace McSorley's backup.
Yeah, there's a part of me that says not to worry about Tommy Stevens being in a boot at the team's photo day and then missing practice, the Tuesday following that Saturday event. But there's another part of me that says, what's going on here that he was in a boot during the spring and then the same foot has a boot on it during summer camp? I mean, obviously, it's not encouraging. At the very least, it's not a flattering fact that that's happened twice now in about a 6-month period. But on the other hand, it's probably just precautionary. So it'll be interesting to see how much he's available week one, or if they sort of take it easy, hold him out, get him ready for when the big games start to come, whether that's next week or whether that's when Ohio State comes to town in September. I don't know, but certainly, it's fascinating to see what they're going to do with him, because him and Shane Simmons, was in a walking boot as well. You just wonder if this point is precautionary or not, and both guys are expected to have pretty big roles. Stevens, of course, as the do-everything utility man for the offense.
And Tommy Stevens did say not to panic when he came walking through for the team photo a couple weeks ago wearing that boot. He reminded us not to panic. I don't know if anybody really took his advice to heart. We'll see. I think it's fair. You know, I think last year with his role, before it was designated as the Lion, was really minimal, was a lot more minimal than we anticipated. And one of the logical reasons for that would have been not overexposing him when you still were bringing Sean Clifford along as a redshirt freshman.
Right.
So I think now with Clifford, you know, seemingly getting to a point where they would trust him if they needed to, it might open things up a little bit for Tommy Stephens to play some more.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you also wonder, too, how, you know, Penn State may be able to get him into some games more this year and do more than just hand off if they're able to get some leads early in these non-conference games. I mean, it's going to be a long season for Trace McSorley. He's obviously taken plenty of hits over his time in blue and white. So the question to me becomes is how much are you able to give him a blow of sorts, you know, this year? And when you're able to do that, or if you're able to do that, what does that mean for Tommy Stephens' development? So yeah, there's any number of ways he can help the program this fall.
So Clifford, a redshirt freshman now, not redshirt freshman last year. Looking at the running backs here, another part of it, Miles Sanders is really a guy. If he is as good as he once was advertised to be as a high school prospect coming from the Pittsburgh area, played as a true freshman, did not make any kind of real meaningful impact as a freshman or a sophomore because Saquon Barkley just commanded all those snaps and commanded to be on the field in pretty much every situation. So there wasn't a lot of room to get Sanders in there. Now Sanders, you know, Penn State fans might not have the utmost highest appreciation for how good he can be considering what they've seen so far from him. But I think that what he does, and presuming the line is better, it just meshes really well, I think, with what the offense is going to try to do. And you're going to lose some of that home run potential because any offense would lose that without Saquon Barkley. But yeah, as far as like seeing a crease and hitting a crease and getting up the field, I think Sanders could be better than Barkley in that regard.
Yeah, I don't see why not. And I think the one thing that's most fascinating to watch when it comes to Sanders is how good and or bad is he when it comes to pass catching, because that's the one area we know Barkley thrived in and that we know that Sanders has said he wants to improve on, but maybe hasn't yet. So the question in my mind, Dustin, is how far away is he from being a pretty reliable pass catcher? And if so, how does that give Ricky Ronnie not only the option to use him differently, but also maybe get Journey Brown or Mark Allen Ricky Slade involved as well?
Yeah, and that's my other question about how that running back rotation ends up rounding out. Is Ricky Slade the primary complement to Miles Sanders, if not week one, by pretty early in the season?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I was just looking to see what Ricky Slade was checking in at now on the roster, if he had put on enough weight to really become a guy they could utilize, more than just
now.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look at the latest roster, I mean, he is closing in on Miles Sanders territory in a hurry, and I think that means you're going to see more of him than maybe even we thought. We thought you'd see a lot of him. I think you might see more of him. I'm still thinking 10, 15 touches a game for Slade.
So Penn State replacing Barkley with two former five-star recruits. I think it's good to be a Penn State fan in that regard right now. All right, we got one more quarter to go here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ask Greg is coming up right after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.